This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed. Hello, and welcome to Grace for All. This podcast is produced by the laity of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. And on behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us.
These people are different. Exodus 1, 9 through 11. And Pharaoh said unto his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it comes to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land." Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens, and they built for the Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. We know from the last chapters of the book of Genesis that immediately precede this passage that Joseph had saved the Egyptian nation from starvation. He was honored among the people and revered by the Pharaohs. The family of Joseph had come to Egypt, they had settled in, and as far as we know from this account, they were industrious and unoffending. After a couple of generations, however, Joseph and what he had done for the nation had been forgotten. The children of Jacob had become numerous among the Egyptians, but they were different. They had different habits and rituals. They worshipped a different god. What might have happened had the leaders of the Egyptian nation looked upon these people and said, "Let's make these folks our friends"? Unfortunately for everyone, they took a different path. They let their suspicions, their ignorance, and their fears overcome their better natures. These people were different. "If war comes, they will betray us. Let us oppress them now while we have the chance." And so they did. Can we draw any conclusions from that ancient story about our world today? Do we allow the fact that some people are different to dominate our thinking, to arouse our suspicions, to lead us into believing they need to be oppressed or put down? This passage calls us to examine our own attitudes and actions toward people who are not like us. Despite our enlightenment from the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament, too often we react like the Egyptians of old. Today we should call upon God to help us to formulate attitudes of love, caring, and compassion that will replace our attitudes of suspicion and fear. The Egyptian leaders, in trying to protect their nation, gave in to their hate and fear. In doing so, they ultimately brought plagues, tragedies, and destruction to their land. What if they had chosen to love instead of hate?
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love and grace of Jesus Christ in Maryville, Tennessee, and now wherever podcasts are available. This podcast is written and produced by the members of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or any of our church's ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of God's Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.